Okay, so this is a very high-yield pharmacology question for USMLE. I'm going to try to be as concise as I can for you as far as tacrolimus, cyclosporine, and sirolimus, these three agents that are frequently confused, okay? So this will provide you some concise value. Dude has cystic fibrosis, bilateral lung transplant, and he now has increased thirst and urination. Fasting glucose is 135 milligrams per deciliter. This is diabetes, okay? So normal fasting glucose should be 72 to 99 milligrams per deciliter. Impaired fasting glucose, 100 to 125 milligrams per deciliter. Two fasting measurements, 126 or greater, consistent with diabetes. Increased urination because the glucose is merely being greater amounts of glucose being filtered through Bowman capsule, osmotic pull, so it generates polyuria. And then, of course, he's thirsty, he's dehydrated from urinating a lot. So he's got diabetes. I mentioned the BMI is normal, okay, at 22, normal range 18.5 to 25. Just to reinforce that, it's not like he has type 2 diabetes from being overweight at age 50. He's normotensive at 120 over 80. Creatinine's 1.9 milligrams per deciliter, very elevated. So normal range 0.7 to 1.2 milligrams per deciliter. Generally 1.0, that's your normal creatinine. If you are at a creatinine of 2.0, you've lost about 90% of your renal function. So this guy has severely compromised kidneys. He's got normal gingiva and dentition. He does not report increased hair growth. You're probably wondering what the fuck that means. Cyclosporine can cause gingival hyperplasia and hypertrichosis, increased hair growth. Okay. So he and cyclosporine can also cause hypertension. So this dude is normotensive, normal gums, does not have increased hair growth. So it sounds like it's not cyclosporine, right? Of course, adverse effects are not mandatory, but for the purpose of this question, it just doesn't sound like cyclosporine specifically. Now, it should be noted that that both tacrolimus and cyclosporine can cause diabetes and can cause nephrotoxicity. Sirolimus does not cause diabetes, does not cause nephrotoxicity. So, looking at this vignette just up top alone, it sounds like it could be cyclosporine or tacrolimus because we have diabetes and we have nephrotoxicity. And then, if we had to choose between tacrolimus and cyclosporine, sounds more like tacrolimus because he's normotensive, has normal gingiva, and he does not have increased hair growth. Okay. Then we look at this renal biopsy here. Not an important image. Just decided to throw it into the question for aesthetics, but apparently it's showing us vacuolization seen in the kidney that can occur with tacrolimus nephrotoxicity. We go on to read that, yes, this is indeed an effect of one of the medications, his presentation. And then we ask about the binding site for the medication and its effect on interleukin-2. Now, it should be noted that none of these answers refer to cyclosporine. So cyclosporine binds to cyclophilin. Okay, makes sense. Cyclosporine, cyclophilin sound similar. FK506 is the binding site for tacrolimus. mTOR is the binding site for sirolimus. Okay, now based on this vignette, as we just mentioned, it sounds like tacrolimus. And we look at the answer choices. Yes, FK506 is going to be the first part of our answer. mTOR is out, does not sound like sirolimus. And then we look at the effects of IL-2. Bearing in mind, these are immunosuppressant agents we're dealing with here. We obviously don't want graft rejection. So we know that the up arrow for IL-2 in any form is going to not be correct. Okay? We have suppression of the immune system, so not stimulation of it. So now we are just between choices A and C, and you need to know that both cyclosporine and tacrolimus decrease transcription of IL-2 and they decrease intracellular calcineurin. Okay? So the answer here is binds FK506, that's tacrolimus, decreases transcription of IL-2, okay? This would be the same answer. Sorry, if the answer were cyclosporine, it would be binds cyclophilin, semicolon, decreases transcription of IL-2. In terms of these bottom answers, if our answer were sirolimus, we would have binds mTOR and we'd have decreases responsiveness to IL-2. Now, just in short recapitulation, in terms of mechanisms, cyclosporine binds cyclophilin, tacrolimus binds FK506. Both of these agents cause decreased intracellular calcineurin. Both of these agents cause decreased transcription of IL-2. sirolimus binds mTOR. It does not cause decreased intracellular calcineurin. It causes decreased responsiveness to IL-2. Okay, and then in terms of side effects, tacrolimus and cyclosporin both cause nephrotoxicity and diabetes. Sirolimus does not cause nephrotoxicity, does not cause diabetes. And then compared to tacrolimus, cyclosporin has added adverse effects of hypertrichosis, which is increased hair growth, hypertension, and gingival hyperplasia. Okay, so these are important details for these three immunologic agents. Easily fucking confused, okay? It sounds like if you had to choose between them, it sounds like cyclosporin's the odd one out, right? But it's not. It's sirolimus that's the odd one out, because cyclosporin and tacrolimus both decrease intracellular calcineurin and decrease transcription of IL-2. They go together. It's sirolimus that's the odd one out. Does not decrease intracellular calcineurin and decreases responsiveness to IL-2. Okay, so this stuff's on the NVME exams for step one. Important, concise articulation here for you. Obviously, I'll make more content. So if you liked this question, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.